This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Good morning, even though you could be listening to this at any given time. It is morning for me. We are about to head out to my parents' place. And every time I go to my parents' place, something comes over me and I literally don't want to do anything. I can't bring myself to do work or be productive. I turn into a slug, if that makes sense. Like I just like laze around. Anyway, so I'm worried that will come over me again this time. And usually, because it's March break, today's the first day of March break. Happy March break, everybody. Usually I will get a ton of work done beforehand so that I don't have work to do when we're away, but I did not do that this time. So I'm going to have to do some work. So I'm trying to get as much done before we head out to my parents' place. Today is the rainiest day where we live, which is unfortunate because I hate driving in the rain. It's so loud on the highway. You can barely hear the podcast you're trying to listen to. But anyways, that's what we have to do. I have to also pick up Poppy an Easter gift because apparently we're exchanging Easter gifts this weekend. I'm like, excuse me, it's like 3 weeks before Easter. Nobody gave me the memo that we're like doing Easter things for the kids. So now I have to go do that quickly because apparently they got Milo stuff and I'm like, ugh. You guys, anyways, we left off at piece of advice number 20, and I'm going to start this episode with number 21, and we're going to try and make it to 39. So instead of yipping and yapping about random things that are going on in my life, I am going to get into the advice. But I did want to remind you guys about the Patreon. I put up a solo episode yesterday, recorded it, threw it up right away. Love this for me because I always want to just record and put it up. But when there's like production involved and you have a schedule and there's advertisers and sponsors, it's not that easy to do with the mom room. So I started a Patreon where I can put up vlogs. There's two vlogs up there right now, our Disneyland trip and us getting ready to go to the black tie bingo where we had to be fancy schmancy. I also had a neck pimple, but anyways, that's besides the point. Check out the Patreon. You can just go to patreon.com/themomroompodcast for all the exclusive content that I will be throwing up there. So let's get into number 21. Often I get asked about what is your biggest piece of advice for new moms. And I usually say something along the lines of be confident in your decisions. Also, I was just on a podcast recently and she said, if you could make a wish like for all the moms in the world, it was something like that, the question, what would your wish be? What wish would you grant for all the moms in the world? And I said that they would be confident because I honestly think a lot of the judgment and shaming and feeling insecure, it's like a perpetual cycle. It's like a vicious cycle. Like we feel insecure. So then we judge other people to try and like boost our confidence. I always say I wish moms would just be confident in their decisions and not feel like they have to defend their decisions or make a case for why what they're doing is the best. I want people to be confident in their decisions. How I did that was think about what I was doing, like why I made the decision that I did. And I think we talked about this in the previous episode, sitting down and being like, okay, here's my situation. This is why this choice is the best for our family, you know? And keep in mind, the best for the family, which includes the mom. It's not always what's best for the baby, because indirectly, if that is a terrible choice for the mom, it will not be the best choice for the baby at the end of the day. So be confident in your decisions. Sit and think about it, you know, Maybe it's about having your child go to a childcare center or like a daycare or hiring a nanny or you going back to work or whatever it might be. Using formula, supplementing with formula, stopping breastfeeding, all the things, sleep training. Really think about your decisions and be confident in them so that down the road, when you see somebody else doing something different or someone asks like, oh, are you breastfeeding? Like you don't feel this, you know, am I doing something wrong or comparing yourself to somebody else? Because it's like, no, I actually made a very clear cut decision. I thought about it and this is the best for our family. Number 22, prioritize your health. It seems like an impossible task, yet if it's something to do with Milo's health, I'm like on the ball. Oh my God, Milo hasn't pooped in a day. Let me like orchestrate his entire diet and make sure he drinks a lot of water and so that he has a good poop. You know, I need to do this for myself, but it feels like so much more work when you're doing it for yourself. This is like a mom problem, like hashtag mom problems. One of the things that I find has helped with me to prioritize health is, and it sounds ridiculous, but putting my phone down or not being distracted or feeling like I have to do things on my phone in the evening, because the evening is really where I spend time getting my breakfast ready for the next morning, getting my turmeric cinnamon lemon frickin' ginger water ready for the morning. So I'm setting myself up to be able to prioritize my health for the next day. Also, the weekly schedule has really helped because I lay out exactly what I have to do that week. And then I see where there's time in the days for me to be able to go to yoga or, you know, do a little workout or go for a long walk, whatever it might be. So it is tricky, especially if you have really young kids, because they just are so dependent and require so much attention. But if you can even just do the littlest things for yourself, those things snowball and you'll start to do more and then do more and feel better. When you feel better, it's easier to take care of yourself, which this is always where I struggle, especially in luteal phase, for example, when I would have these really hard luteal phases where I was irritable and moody and you have zero motivation. It's almost impossible to do something for yourself. Like, oh, I'm going to go out for a walk. I'm going to, you know, take my vitamins. I'm going to do this, do that. So again, it's like a cycle as well. Once you start taking care of yourself, you start feeling better. It's easier to take care of yourself, if that makes sense. Number 23, eat protein. Oh my God. Coming from a person that a few years ago would always choose the vegan option on a menu just because I wasn't vegan, but I loved vegan products and eating vegan. I just thought that was what was best for me. Now I know that I was probably not getting enough protein at all. It's actually difficult for me to get the amount of protein that I need in a day because it requires me to eat with intention, plan out what I'm going to eat, but also stop what I'm doing in a day to give my body the nutrients that it needs, which again is difficult because a lot of us are just like go, 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 busy bodies trying to get things done. And we're so concerned about our children eating, but oh my God, we'll go all day just picking at things here and there, not giving ourselves any nutrients. So protein has been huge for me. And my mom has also started really prioritizing protein. And she said she has never felt better. Like she has so much energy. It's wild to me to think I wouldn't even eat in the morning. And now all of a sudden my body is getting, with these yogurt bowls that I make, my body's probably getting like 35 grams of protein in the morning before I even have coffee. My body's probably like, oh my God, thank you so much, you know? But until you start doing it, you don't realize, like, you don't have to feel that way. You know, you always think like, oh, this is just what it feels like for me to be a human. Not the case. Diet is so nuts to me, how much it can affect everything. Did I tell you guys I didn't have ovulation pain last month? I've always had debilitating ovulation pain for like 12 hours. I would have to take medication. I would be like heating pad. If we had plans, it would like ruin plans. I remember, was it in September last year? We went to the Pink concert and I got it. It started at the concert and I was like, oh, great. Wondering if at the Blue Jays stadium, if they sold Tylenol or Naproxen. And my husband's like, probably not. And I didn't have any in my bag and I was miserable the whole time, like just in excruciating pain. This month, month. I've been doing all these things to fight inflammation and eating enough protein and so on and so forth. And I did not have any ovulation pain. I was like, what just happened? So yeah, protein, 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 protein. Number 24, put your phone down. This has been huge. You don't even realize how just having your phone out. I know for me, because my work is involved with my phone, but I'm sure lots of people are. Like, lots of people grab their phone and check emails or, you know, messages from family, friends. I constantly feel like I need to be checking to see, what did I miss? What's going on? What's going on? To not have that, like, to just put your phone literally away. And I don't mean just like beside you face down. Put it away so that you have to go out of your way to go and get it, and maybe set like a time limit. I really try to now not use my phone between 5 and 9 p.m. It does vary day to day, because if I take Milo to swimming lessons or we're out and about, like, gonna have my phone on me. If my husband's at the hospital and we're going for a walk, I always will have my phone on me. But if we're just at home, don't want to be on my phone. Don't want to be on my phone. And again, it frees me up to be able to do other things and not constantly be thinking about checking an email, or, oh, did they get back to me? Or, oh, maybe they got back to me and I can quickly get that thing done tonight. It's like, no, don't use up your evening. Like, other people go to work, they come home, and then their work remains at the office, you know? So why am I doing work when I should be laying on the couch watching Summer House? You know, you just feel better. You don't feel so consumed by your phone. And at the end of the day, are you watching other people live their life instead of putting your phone away and going for a walk and taking your kid to the park or doing something, watching a documentary with your partner? Like, it's crazy when you start to think about it. And honestly, it feels like it feels like this monumental task, like, oh my God, like, put my phone away. I can't do that. But once you do it, you're like, oh yeah, life is okay without my phone. This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. If you're like me, then the bane of your existence is thinking about what to feed your children, prepping food, going to the grocery store, all of the above. Who has the time? We are all so busy, and it's important to incorporate things into our life that keep our life as simple and convenient as possible. Little Spoon is one way to do just that. They deliver fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kid will love at every eating stage they are in. The baby blends are fresh, organic baby food, from single ingredients to multi-textured purees, to take the stress out of starting solids. They partner with Clean Label Project to test their blends for 400 plus contaminants, including heavy metals, so you know you're getting good stuff. The Biteables are finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding, and they are healthy, balanced, and free of artificial junk. The Little Spoon plates are toddler and big kid meals that are free of junk, and they taste amazing. Even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. They also offer really fun things like puffs. They have smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. You quite literally never have to think about food again. It's just easy peasy. And did I mention this all comes right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. The price is right, the quality is unmatched. You are going to love it, and your kids are going to love it. It is just a huge win for your family. Simplify your kids' mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code momroom at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. My husband and I both turn the big 40 next year, and we have been thinking a lot about our long-term health. We want to get smarter about our health, make better choices, but also not feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction. There is so much information out there, and it can be hard to figure out what applies to you, what is right, and what is wrong. Well, let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week. Don't just take my word for it. Naomi's Apple review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is super easy to consume even if you don't understand the science. With loads of actionable tips, a great mix of guests, and interesting cutting-edge science. You can't go wrong with a weekly podcast where world-leading scientists explain how their own research could improve your health. If you're ready to join millions of others like Naomi transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts. Number 25. Oh my God. And this one is dedicated to Bubbles. Pet a dog. Okay. My husband always says, why are you so obsessed with Bubbles lately? Why do you love Bubbles so much? Because honestly, Muffin was like my baby and he passed away last year. And I so overworked, busybody, never like gave myself time to relax or even just take in my surroundings. I'm just like bing bong, like jumping from one thing to the next. And Bubbles was always irritating to me because I was always probably in a little bit of a, like an irritated mood. And again, always trying to like be productive and get something done. And now that I'm just kind of la la la, moving through life slower, taking in my surroundings, enjoying things that I never really did before, now I'm like obsessed with Bubbles. And it's so nice to just pause in the day and pet him and be like, oh, you're so cute, my little baby. You know what I mean? Like, it makes a big difference. Like, Bubbles slept with me last night. And this morning I woke up and I was just like rubbing his belly in bed and I was like, this is so lovely. So if you can, if you have, you know, the chance to just pet a dog and talk in like a dog baby voice. Oh, you little baby. Number 26. Food before coffee. This has been a game changer for me. And again, I never thought I could do it because I was such like a wake up and have coffee kind of person. And I have been loving that. I do my inflammation fighting water first, and then I will have half my big yogurt bowl thing, and then I will have coffee. And I will say, like, when you do it in that order, you don't even really care about your coffee as much anymore. To be honest, I enjoy the coffee because it's like this hot, warm thing to drink. And usually I'm drinking it while I'm driving Milo to school now. Or once I start work, I'll check emails and I'll have my coffee. But it's not like before where I'm like so focused on my coffee. Like, yum, like I gotta drink 9 buckets of coffee. I always drank 2 mugs of coffee. And now I would say I probably drink 1 to 1.5. So yeah, food before coffee seems impossible, but it's much easier, honestly. I'm like a groggy person in the morning. It takes me a while to fully wake up. So if you get your breakfast sorted and ready before you go to bed the night before, it's much easier to eat before coffee. And for the longest time, I was just doing a little handful of almonds before coffee, and even that made a difference. So if you want to start with something small, you can do that and then, you know, move up to the big leagues of a full-on yogurt bowl with 90 ingredients. Number 27, watching TV for entertainment is okay. And this is for you as an adult, but it's also for your children. I saw this TikTok the other day, which I keep meaning to stitch, and they're well-meaning, you know, they were talking about TV programs for your children that are actually educational instead of damaging. I think they said damaging your kid. And I was like, okay, calm down. I appreciate the thought. Yes, educational shows are great. And we do watch quite a few of them. There are really good ones. But at the same time, it's okay for Milo to watch something for entertainment purposes and entertainment purposes only. Not everything has to be educational. You know, we throw on Ice Age, we throw on Disney movies, YouTube Kids, watching people do trick shots. And now he is so into trick shots. It's a cute thing. And it, yeah, like it just, not everything has to be like educational. You know, it can be just fun and like, oh, here's an idea of what we can do to do trick shots outside or play basketball or whatever. So not everything has to be educational. And that goes for you too. Okay. I love my reality TV and I'm sticking to that. And I am prioritizing making time to keep up with all my favorite shows this year. So number 28, make time for relationships / real life connection. This is facts. And I feel like with social media, it makes us feel like we are staying connected to people. But in fact, if that is mostly what you're doing, then you don't go out of your way to actually connect with people in real life because you're like, oh, I was just texting with them or like DMing with them on Instagram, whatever it is. Make time to actually connect with people in real life. And all the research, and I don't know if this is just for teenagers now, but research shows the more you use social media, the more lonely you feel. But the thing that is, you know, that could be going on with regard to that research is that lonely people use social media more than people who are not lonely. So it's like, what came first, you know? Make time to go for coffee with a friend, plan a lunch. Real life connection is not the same as social media. You know, you're probably a part of like mom groups and these communities online, but you know, I liked the mom group that Ariana would do in Guelph where it's like they meet in person once a week. That was so nice. And I went a few times, even though I didn't have a baby. I was just like the creepy person that didn't have a baby at the mom and baby group, but it was so nice. Just like get out, talking to people, real life, going for a walk, having a coffee. Yeah. So, and this is part of why I really like podcasting too. Like I get to sit down and have conversations with people and it feels productive and it feels good. And I feel like I have friends like all over the world now. As soon as you podcast with me, we're best friends. You just don't know it, including Matthew McConaughey. Number 29, don't compare yourself to other moms. This is huge. And this doesn't even just apply to moms. This is like anybody. Don't compare yourself to anybody. It's like comparing apples to oranges. It really is. Because if you think about all the things that affect us in any way in our lives, okay, our partners, how supportive our partners are, do we live near family, what's our financial situation, what's our mental health situation, what's our physical health situation, how busy are we with work, do we stay home, there's so, what fulfills us, there are so many things that differ from any one person to the next. It is ridiculous to be like, oh, they do this and I don't do that. Now I feel bad. Well, think about all of these variables that go into play when it comes to someone's life. You should not be comparing yourself to other people, especially if who you're comparing yourself to is somebody that's on social media that is literally curating what they want you to see. Okay? We just shot some content upstairs. Did I tidy up and rearrange my entire house? Yes, I did. Okay? Because I can't have certain things in the background. You just have to be mindful of all those things that make our situations so different and do the best that you can in your own situation and try and fulfill yourself and have the best life possible, be the happiest that you can be with your given situation. Okay. Number 30, mom guilt is almost always irrational. Okay. That one like, ooh, is daycare bad? Viral video, you know, the one. She was talking about how mom guilt is necessary and people should be listening to their mom guilt and blah, blah, blah. No, disagree. Mom guilt is so irrational. And even though it's kind of like anxiety, rationally, I understand that when I raise my hand in class to give an answer or ask a question, everything's going to be fine and it's okay. But my body doesn't care about my rational thoughts. It is just surging anxiety through my entire body, even just like at the thought of raising my hand in a class to ask a question. Mom guilt is similar in that even though rationally I know sitting chilling on a sunny Saturday afternoon to watch Ice Age, that's okay. My mom guilt, you know, thing in my body, in my brain is like, oh my God, you should be going outside. You should be going to the park. Da 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 da. You could be doing so much more. Like, why are you watching TV? Screens are bad. Da da da. No. So now I really try to be intentional. Like, if there's a situation that I'm going to feel like mom guilt about, for example, watching a movie on a sunny Saturday afternoon, I first of all look at the bigger picture. Okay, he's been playing outside all week at school. We went to the park yesterday for like an hour. We have swimming lessons tomorrow, whatever it might be. Zoom out and be like, oh, we're good to watch this movie on Saturday afternoon. And then also be intentional with it. Okay. For the next hour and a half, we are going to sit down and watch this movie and then we will reevaluate our day and do something else. So zoom out, be intentional. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. You know how a lot of people can't leave the house without a water bottle? It's like their emotional support water bottle. I am the exact same way with facial tissues. And that is because I have such bad allergies, specifically in my sinuses, to the point where I know I'm going to have to blow my nose multiple times in a day, and I cannot be out in public without my emotional support facial tissues. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better. better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Now I know if I have a big event, maybe I'm going to a concert, going out for dinner, I don't want to be blowing my nose every 2 seconds. It's very unbecoming. And so I will take Claritin D and enjoy my evening. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Lola V. Lola V is an award-winning hair care line by none other than Jennifer Aniston. They offer clean, plant-powered products for every hair type and texture. I just did my whole hair care routine with all the products the other night, and I am obsessed. Along with incredible shampoo and conditioner, they have an intensive repair treatment that you can use once a week. They also have a lightweight hair oil. There's a leave-in treatment, and there's also a glossing detangler, which I need because lately I want to do my hair in like a slicked back look, but my hair is too frizzy. Get 15% off Lola V with the code MOMROOM at www.lolav.com/momroom. And Lola V is LOLAVIE. Number 31, plan your outfit ahead of time. Guys, if you've learned anything from watching my Instagram and following along on stories, please just plan your outfit ahead of time, okay? It is a disaster every time I have to get dressed and leave the house to go somewhere that's not just coffee or the mall. So plan ahead, okay? Do as I say, not as I do. That's my number one most toxic trait is I wait till the last minute to get dressed and make an outfit, and then I don't know what to wear. I don't have shoes that go with this. Like, is this cool? I don't know if this even matches. It's terrible. Number 32, do more of what you enjoy. So watching reality TV, again, doesn't have to be something productive. Relaxing and doing things that you enjoy is productive. Let's put it that way. Watching reality TV, reading your Kindle, going for a walk. And sometimes these things can be difficult to initiate. For example, going for a walk. But then I always feel so much better and I feel good that I did it. And I thoroughly enjoy while we're out. So it's like just giving yourself a little push to be like, okay, let's go for our walk. Let's carve out some time to read a book for a half hour. Maybe you want to watch some vlogs, you know, like on the Patreon, on the Mom Room Podcast Patreon. I enjoy watching vlogs. It's just mindless entertainment and it's just fun. So I thoroughly enjoy making vlogs too. So yeah, do more of what you enjoy. Sit down, think about it. What do I enjoy doing? And then just do more of that, you know? Number 33, talked about this a little bit, moving slower. I physically have been moving slower in life. Not even kidding. Like even just when I'm getting my yogurt bowls ready in the kitchen, moving slower helps to be more present and be more like, this is what I'm doing, focused, as opposed to thinking about a million things and like rushing and hitting your elbow on the counter because you're not paying attention. So move slower. Even like getting my shoes on, I'm just trying to be slower, and it's very enjoyable and it's very noticeable to me when I'm moving at a normal human pace versus a go, 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 go. And then when you move slower, I find your mind is also going slower. You're able to digest, if that makes sense, like what is going on around you. You're being more mindful. Number 34, go to bed earlier. Love this. I always go to bed pretty early and I give myself time to read my Kindle before I fall asleep. That is when I shut off my brain. If I'm up in the daytime, even if I'm like watching reality TV, it's hard for me to focus my mind on what is actually going on. As soon as there's a lull in the show or anything, I'm thinking about what I have to do next or what I have to do tomorrow, or like, oh, I gotta pack the suitcase to go here. And so yeah, going to bed earlier gives me more time to be able to shut off my brain and read. I used to set up my phone to watch Hey You in the dark. I would watch Real Housewives or something, and that was equally as relaxing to me. So if you're not a reader, maybe you just go into bed and watch a show by yourself in the dark just focused on the show. That was really nice too. So yeah, go to bed earlier. 35, eat the cake. It was just my birthday. Did I eat the cake? Yes, I did. It was delicious. It was like a strawberry birthday cake from Farm Boy. Yum. I am all about not having strict rules when it comes to eating. Of course, if you have an allergy or you react badly to a food, don't eat it. But for me, I always just say like, oh, I'm trying to avoid this. I'm trying to avoid gluten. I'm trying to avoid sugar. I am trying to eat more protein. Nothing is strict because when it's my birthday, I'm going to eat the cake. When we go to LA, if I get milk bar cake, I'm going to eat that milk bar cake. So eat the cake, live life, but just be intentional. And again, it's like a zoom out thing. Zoom out. Yeah, my diet's pretty good. Zoom back in. I'm going to eat the cake. Number 36, don't believe clickbait headlines. Oh my God, this is so bad in parenting. This is a short one, but just know that all these clickbait headlines that people pull news or, you know, big Instagram accounts, they pull these headlines from research, but they don't tell you the background. If you read the actual research article, they would be like, oh, these results, interpret them with caution because X, Y, and Z, and future research needs to be done to clear up these questions that we still have and blah, 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 blah. But no. They want to usually scare people, especially parents, because we're easy to scare. So they pull a headline and it becomes like national news and everyone's talking about it. Remember years ago, it was like the arsenic in rice. So I looked into the research. You had to eat a fucking truckload of rice for it to even be a traceable amount of arsenic that would affect you. So don't believe every clickbait headline that you come across online. Look more into it. Number 37, don't stop believing. No matter your age, your stage, do it. So I love Gary Vee's message about this topic. You know, it doesn't matter how old you are. What's your hobby? Like, what's your passion? What's your interest? Like, just do it. You want to start a side business? You know, maybe you want to start creating content and starting an Instagram account, or maybe you want to start a podcast. Just do it. Just do it. Don't stop believing. Number 38, I left the two blank. Do you remember? From the last episode. Number 38, I would say, I'm going to use the one that Dr. Medcalf said, which was greeting your partner at the door, or like giving them a kiss, acknowledging that they came home or that you came home. You know, they acknowledge you, like it goes both ways. A lot of people were like, oh, great, it's one more thing that I have to worry about, greeting my partner at the door now. And it's like, no, it's not even about that. Like, maybe you're not physically going to the door, but when they come into the room that you're in, maybe you're feeding your kid or you guys are watching TV in the basement or something, acknowledging, not just go, oh, hey, you're home. No, be happy to see them. And I know for us, a huge thing was my husband would come home from work and then it was just, oh, hi. And then he would go into the kitchen and like start getting dinner ready or something. But I was like, oh my God, I was looking forward to you coming home all day. And then you came in, it was just kind of like a, oh, hey, whatever. And then he was gone again. Ugh. I need you to come home and spend quality time with us for 10 minutes at least. And in those 10 minutes, you and I can then decide how the rest of the evening is going to go. Maybe I had a super hard day with Milo and I want to go and make dinner by myself in the kitchen. Let's work as a team. When someone is leaving, say goodbye, give them a kiss. When someone comes home, do the same thing. Spend some time together if you've been apart for, you know, the work day or whatever it is. Number 39, I would say never stop learning. Never stop being interested in topics. I love self-help books. And this is one thing, like I've been into reading novels lately, but I used to only read not self-help books, but nonfiction books. And I would make notes in the books and it would really spark interest and questions and make me reflect on my own life or situations that I was in. And I need to get back into that. So this is advice for you, but also for myself. Like I need to carve out a half hour in a day to pick up a nonfiction book or read some blog posts about a given topic. And that is really where a lot of what I talk about and things that come up in my mind are sparked from things that I have read or that I listen to in a podcast. Podcasts are a great way to learn about a given topic, and it makes you think, you know, so that you're not just going through life like watching reality TV all day, every day. So whether it's a podcast, whether it's nonfiction books, whether it's documentaries, you know, I used to love watching documentaries. Never stop learning and being interested in things. And I think that also keeps us young and hip and with it, you know? Was that number 39? Yes, it was. So I hope you guys liked these 39 pieces of advice for my 39th birthday. I am now going to pack up the car and head to my parents' house in the rain. I hope everybody has a lovely March break. Your March break is probably almost over. Milo's is a whole another week, and we will be heading to Vancouver, and then I'm going to LA. It's busy, busy, busy times. 39 has been busy so far. So I'm looking forward to April. Hopefully it slows down a little bit. Don't forget to check out the Patreon and join. It is patreon.com/themomroompodcast. I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.